This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk to this matter that is being raised by some residents, members of Ward 18 in Buelan, Maseke and Mashishmal in the Bapalabora area. They said that they've not had water for weeks now since heavy rain started falling. The pipes have been washed away and their concern is that the Bapalabora municipality is not providing relief measures through water tankers. So we're speaking to community member and who's going to speak to us about these challenges that they're having, Simon Siruba. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you very much for your time as well. So as I understand it, the communities in Ward 10 are saying you have not had water since the rain started falling.
That's true.
Okay, please explain to us what happened.
In short, I'll say since we had the rain, nothing happened. We heard that Palabora was declared a disaster area, but maybe we don't understand what does the word disaster mean, but we thought maybe we'll be getting help from like province and the national. But to be honest with you, from our side, nothing is happening, nothing at all, zero.
What are the damages that happened in your area since the rains?
Okay, the first one, it will be the pipe, they say, well, not sure, but the pipe that they said is delivering water to Buelani.
Yeah.
They say it's been washed away, we're not sure about that, but when we try to get more information, they say, Lepelle says this pipe belongs to municipality, and municipality says this pipe belongs to Lepelle. So we are just in the middle. We don't know which one is the truth. But for now, besides the water pipe issue, the roads are undrivable. We have the only school here in Buelani. Teachers, honestly, are struggling to drive through that road. All the roads, basically, are damaged. But, I mean, we have to prioritize the school as a community because that school, we made sure that it is open. It was open last year. So we always make sure that everything goes well in that school. But for now, nothing's happening.
By the way, where is Buelan in Palabora?
If you from town, Palabora town, it will be plus minus 15 kilos to Buelani, but it will be from the road or the R40. When you are at the Makushan 4-way stop, there's a road that goes to Woodspray. So when you get to that 4-way, it's about maybe a kilo to 2 kilos, then you tend to a right. That's where Buelani is. It's next to that bridge, the bridge that was shown all over, that was Salate.
That has been cut off?
Yes. We're just next to that one.
Okay, that's one point I'm getting to. The other point is this one. Is it a new settlement?
No. Been here for a long time. The Welland has been here for a long time.
Okay. So you've had water running in your taps, in your pipes before the rains?
Non-stop. Even the neighboring areas which envious of Buelan saying they always have water. The other areas they don't have water, they were complaining. But we never had a problem with water here at Buelan.
Okay. So Lepelle says the pipes that have been damaged that brought water to you. Wait, who's saying this? That the pipes that have been damaged that brought water to you, they are saying they belong to who?
The councillor, our councillor, what councillor says, that belongs to Lepelle.
Yes.
And then as an activist and a leader, I phoned Lepelle to find out exactly what is going on. Lepelle says it belongs to Mopani. So it's like this one tells the story, the other one tells the opposite. Yes.
So you have not been able to call Mopani?
I did. I spoke to the satellite manager. She told me that the problem is that pipe. I don't know. They were working on another one here at Mapushani. Tilera, that's next the burial for the kings.
Yes.
And then he said they're going to attend to that one maybe late in the afternoon. I called him on, I think I called him Friday.
Okay.
And then since then, nothing's happening. I tried to phone the person again, but no answer at all. So I don't know exactly what's going on.
Also, Mopani has admitted that they are the ones working on that, that's their pipe.
Yeah, Mopani says not their pipe. The Lepelle says it's not their pipe also. Both of them, they are denying it's not their pipe.
But you just said the person in Mopani says they are working on and Makushani, they will come to that one.
Yes, from the Mopani district. But when they went there, they said, no, this doesn't belong to us. It belongs to Lepelle. Mind you, we have got different types of pipes and sizes. There's one that's 800 millimeter and one is 560 and all those kind of things.
Okay.
I don't know what is the size of that pipe.
That's fine, but what I want to understand is this point. So someone said they belong to Mopane, right?
Yes,
you went to Mopane. They came and then they said, no, this does not belong to us.
Belongs to Lepelle, yes.
And then you went to Lepelle, but Lepelle said that belongs to Mopane.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So.
And on top of that, I mean, we must have some relief measures. because of this disaster. But nothing is happening. I mean, we should have trucks that are delivering water.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe they create, because this is not normal. It's an abnormal situation. They say maybe a truck for this area, maybe two of them, because if they bring one, this area is too huge. It won't be able to cover everyone.
So since you have not had water, how long? For how many days?
It's 3 weeks now.
Since the rain stopped, you have not had water?
Yes, never.
Okay. There's never been a truck from the municipality since?
The only truck that they said it came was last week, Friday.
Okay.
And people are busy saying this. Some people say they didn't see it, and they've never received any water. So I remember today on the water group of the ward, someone said, no, the water went to this person, and then after that it left. Only one person, but I'm not sure about that one.
Okay.
I was just getting to the...
But what you're getting is that those that are saying there was a truck that came last week.
Yeah, on Friday. Okay. But that is after the pushing that we've been doing.
What is the councillor saying about the truck?
Unbearable pressure.
Yeah, sorry. What is the councillor saying about the truck?
You know, to talk about the councillor, it's something... I'm very disappointed in my leader. She knows that. I'm saying that she knows me. I'm very disappointed in her. Because sometimes when you ask, she said, no, I gave you an update last week. I mean, we're looking for water here. Mm. If you gave an update last week, do you think that update will stand until the next following week? I mean, we need to know, maybe on a daily basis, to say, okay, they are up to this. Mm. They are doing this now. Maybe they can expect water within this period.
Mm.
Because now someone last time told us that the water that was taken away by the water...
Mm.
My parents says they've opened the water. The water is going to Lubuyelani. Only to find it was water was going to the river. The damage, the rivers, and all these things. So now they don't know what is going on. They're just taking guesses. They say no, it's maybe that pipe, because some people say they've got water. Some they don't have. We don't know what is going on. We don't have a person who is giving us full information. We need clarity here to say this is the situation. Even now, I can tell you, we're not sure if it's that pipe or if it's any something else.
So,
that is not what they're talking about. Nobody's giving us clarity.
For 3 weeks, what did you drink? Where did you get the water that you've been bathing, going to work, drinking?
Buying water. You see, what you can see here in Bueland mostly is the trucks.
Okay.
The trucks that bring water, they are selling the water. They're not bringing it for free.
Okay,
and I'm also going to mention this. There's a shop to us, which is called Vanbeck. That company had a borehole. They decided to offer people water. But the queue, if you go there, you won't believe the queue. Because it's long, and the people fight it because they want water, all of them.
Okay.
The kids and everyone. Kids about to go to school. They're having a problem with the water.
Right.
I remember I just dug a hole for the storage. People are going there. Now they are fighting. I want to build something. They say, no, we can't build. Wait, we need this water. Can you imagine? Like animals.
Unimaginable.
That's unacceptable.
Stay on that line. We'll speak to the mayor and get the answers you're seeking. All right, let's continue with this issue of community members of Ward 10, Bueland, Maseke, Mashishmal, complaining about water since the rains. We're speaking to the mayor of Bapalabra Municipality, Mayor Miriam Malanji. Madam Mayor, good evening and welcome.
Greetings, and greetings to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Greetings. Thank you. We appreciate your time. I think you were able to hear some of the conversation we had with Mr. Siruba, who is a member of the community in Ward 10. What is your response to the issue that they are raising? They said that there have not been water since the rain stopped. When they engaged with the councillor and they engaged with Lepele Water, they are saying the pipes belong to Mopane district. Mopane says, no, the pipe belongs to Mopane. What do you know about this situation?
Thank you so much, Ngamola, and thanks for the opportunity for us to come and clarify our community members here.
Yes.
You must remember we had a disaster. Since that day, it's correct that they didn't receive water because they are line. It is a line that connects from Lepele. And it walks through the river of Selati. Selati is the river which was full in capacity. And seated here, the pipe has been washed away. As we speak, the river is still full. They are unable to fix. What we are intending to do, because today we had a meeting with them, that can't we have a bypass whereby we can address this matter? They are still looking into that matter, technicians, because I'm not a technician. They are still looking into that matter, because it is here we are waiting for the water to drop so that they can go down and fix. I hope and believe that you have seen what I'm speaking about. The Selati is the river that was full and where we lost even two members. It is true, Ngamola, that they are without water for more than 15 days. And we are only depending on a water tanker. Mopani district is assisting Bapalabura municipality in terms of providing those trucks. We are having a schedule to distribute water amongst the communities. First in the morning, we must quickly go to the hospital. We must also attend to the schools. We must also attend to our community member. We went to Vuyelani on Friday and Saturday, and we will be going again tomorrow. And that schedule, in fact, we are targeting that area too much, because in that area, there is no single drop of water. And we understand their frustration. But what can we do, because it's the issue of disaster? And we are trying our best to make sure. Maybe Mr. Sruba is, because during the day when we take water to the community, he will be at work. I understand the frustration, but they are allowed to even come with the input that can you also consider afternoon hours, because some of us, when you bring water during the day, we are not there. We will also consider that. I'm also in their WhatsApp group of what 10. I see their challenges of no response, of them not I think they don't understand what really we are talking about here. We are talking about something that is not a man-made thing.
Sorry, Madam Mayor. The WhatsApp group, you see their challenges. What is happening on the WhatsApp group?
In the WhatsApp group is created by councillor. As the mayor, they will raise issues there. The councillor should respond what comes according to their section. And when there are issues of water like that, as the mayor, you simply talk to the councillor. What is the problem? Can't you explain to them? I'm explaining to them. Remember, what 10 is where our white people from town located and have sites. In what they're not expecting water tankers, they want to running water from the tank.
Okay,
it's something like a town, where we are speaking about.
So, they are saying that they are not getting answers from the councillor. You are in the group. Is that true that the councillor is not responding to the people?
She responds, but for 2 days I didn't see her respond. Today I spoke to her, and I'm not allowed to speak on her behalf.
No, that's
what
fine.
I do. I will call her and say they are asking a question, quickly respond.
Okay.
Because when I respond, it's like I'm undermining them. I'm in all the WhatsApp group of 19-1.
Okay. Now, so the issue you are saying is, you had a meeting today, and then you're talking about creating a bypass. Who's that creating a bypass? That Lepele Northern Water, or it's who's that?
They're still thinking about it, because the water is still full. They're still, it might be that it is not doable. Because where it passes, Ngamola is a river, not a small river.
Okay.
So today, I think the senior manager technical service indicated that they are still looking for this solution. It's in the meantime, because it's now more than a month now without water in that area. It's not Vuyelana alone. The line runs until Mashishimani.
Now, the trucks. So the issue, as you said, it's maybe it's possible they go to work and so on. But the sense is that you have many places that needs the water. You last went to the area on Saturday. So obviously Sunday, today, what is the schedule like? Are you able to meet the needs of the people with the trucks you have and the schedules that you have?
Not in Ngamola. I'm happy even the SNDF assisted us with two trucks, but they are too little. And the Mopani executive mayor requested us that, because we can see that the trucks are not doing, can you request more so that we can look more? Today in the meeting we met, and then we said, let's agree that, let's write to Mopani to add more 6 trucks so that we can cater the people of Ward 10.
In terms of having to send trucks and the places that don't have water, from what you know, is it Ward 10 only or there are other wards in the Bapalabra municipal area?
It's not Ward 10 only. We are also, it's just that today the reservoir level was peaking. We are also having in Namakhale, we are also having some areas in Lulekani, we are also having some areas here in town. But in some areas today, when we were checking at the reservoir with regard to the report that we received from the Lepelle Northern Water, it's like we are peaking up.
Okay.
And we even requested that they must call all ward councillors to check where does it, where they are unable to get water.
Okay. Mr. Siroba, that is the response from the mayor. Do you have anything to add?
Yes, sorry. Yes, I do. Okay, yeah. Firstly, I'm going to correct her. She said maybe when the truck comes here, I'm not
okay,
around.
Okay, listen,
network.
I've got 30 seconds. So just add what you add and we move.
Yeah, I'm not working. I'm always at home. So now, I just wanted to know, okay, since when they say they plan to bring the trucks now,
yes.
This has happened after we said we're going to speak to Capricorn FM. We got messages that trucks will be coming down here.
Okay.
But why, what are the relief measures? I mean, they need to communicate and say, this is our plan. We are going to do 1, 2, 3. If you check the whole thing, it started working on Friday.
Yeah.
I heard also that there was a truck from SNDF. But honestly speaking, I respect my mayor. I know her. She knows me. But...
So the plan is what she just said. She just outlined the plan now, ne? Of
yeah,
what
but
you want
we need to communicate because now, because of the radio...
Okay, so they should communicate. All right, no, I hear you.
Yes, there should be a committee who's working on this disaster thing.
Okay, that's fine, Mr. Siroba. That's fine, communicate. Madam Mayor, that's what Mr. Siroba is saying. What are you saying as we wrap up?
As I wrap up, I will request that I will talk to the councillor to communicate to them because I am... not responsible for the word. But if Mr. Sruga will want to progress, he will always chat with me. We are going to make sure that we request the additions of the water tankers so that we provide them. I can see that the water tankers that we deliver, they are too little. It needs us to increase because the villages now that side are too many.
Okay.
And after that, we'll be taking progress that side. What do they see? What do they see? What are the amicable solutions that they will bring? If they will come up with that plan, we'll also report. If it fails, but also report so that they know.
All right. Mr. Siroba, Madam Mayor, thank you very much for your time. We've run out of time, but thank you very much for talking to us and addressing those issues. Good evening to you both.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.